This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. A member of the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians is in Geneva to address the United Nations. He's pressing to see his tribe compensated for land they were promised in a treaty with the United States government, but never actually got. John Potoski is in Geneva now, and he joins us on Stateside. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell us why you're speaking to the UN about a dispute with the United States.
So the mandate of the expert mechanism on the rights of Indigenous peoples is to ensure that what is called the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples is being properly implemented. And part of that declaration pertains to the management of Indigenous lands for member states of the UN, and the United States is a member state. And basically, that declaration mandates that states should prevent and provide redress for any seizure of Indigenous lands, and in this case, the land of the Grand Traverse Band. Additionally, United States has received recommendations from other member states to correct historical injustices and offer compensation to Indigenous people, recommendations that they supported under the Obama administration. So the promises that the U.S. has made, not only to my community, but to the international community, makes this a forum that is appropriate to be bringing this dispute in.
All right, let's talk about the backstory. Let's go through the history chronologically. So in 1836, your tribe signed the Treaty of Washington. What was that agreement?
That agreement essentially ceded 13.8 million acres of land to the United States in exchange for some modest promises of payment.
The Treaty of Washington called for your ancestors to be removed from Michigan, but they resisted. Why was the treaty signed if the Anishinaabe people didn't want to move out west?
I think it's important to remember that the treaties like this, given the historical context, were signed with a severe power imbalance. These negotiations took place in Washington, D.C., were conducted in English, and the terms could be unilaterally changed by the United States Senate. So it makes one wonder whether people really knew what they were participating in. And so the terms that they got, the ability to continue to hunt and fish before their removal, other rights that are retained in the treaty, it's pretty amazing that they got that, considering the power imbalance between the tribes and the United States.
So there's this resistance. A second treaty with the United States was signed in 1855. It's called the Treaty of Detroit. What did it specify?
Yeah, so the Treaty of Detroit basically was the United States admitting that it could not implement the Treaty of 1836. It could not practically remove tribes from northern Michigan. And so the Treaty of 1855 set up a system where individual tribal members could select large parcels of land. And the theory was that by giving tribal individuals parcels rather than to a collective, that Indians would become farmers, would civilize. And so for my tribe, the Grand Traverse Band, because of the number of people we had and the number of acres of land available in Leelanau County that were not ceded in the Treaty of 1836, we were promised about 87,000 acres in total that was meant to be given to individuals to establish these homesteads.
But you argue that the federal agents diverted most of that land to non-Indigenous people, basically white settlers. Then Congress passed a bunch of laws that retroactively legitimized that theft of land. So what do you want to be done about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, as you said, this theft did occur. Their federal agents basically used state law mechanisms to commit fraud and divert land to non-Indigenous people. And if we think about the Constitution, the Fifth Amendment says that there can be no taking of private property for public use without just compensation. And our tribes were promised private property for our perpetual use, our permanent home, where we could establish homesteads. And that property was never delivered. And Congress then, in passing these laws, saying, yep, totally fine, and without giving us a dime, that is blatantly contrary to the social contract that we have as citizens of the United States with the government. They can't just take your property and not pay you for it. So our tribe really isn't even asking for the land back. You know, I grew up in that community. I went to Northport Public School. I love my neighbors. I don't want them to be removed from their land. I don't want anything of that sort to happen. We just want our rights as American citizens. We don't want to be treated as some sort of second class that is deserving less when the government takes our land because we're Native people. And that's all we're asking. We're just asking the government to follow the social contract that it has with our society, just to pay people when it takes their property.
So you went to the UN to claim your rights under the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, but your tribe needs a congressional reference bill by the House or the Senate to authorize the claim, and then you can negotiate it in federal court. Is that the way it goes?
Yeah, so you can't sue the United States. You can't just go down to your local courthouse and file some papers and say, United States is the defendant. You have to get consent because of what's called sovereign immunity. And so our tribe has been working to authorize our claim against the government with Congress by passing what's called a congressional reference bill. And so the tactic here is just to raise this issue with the UN, talk to media like you, continue to talk to our local community about the international commitments that our country has in addition to its constitutional commitment to strengthen the public support and emphasize the need and the justice that would be brought about by such a bill.
John Potosky is a citizen of the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. He's spoken to the UN as part of an attempt to get the United States government to compensate the tribe for land it granted in a treaty, but then gave to white settlers. Thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.